Let's take a trip to the moon. Come on, let's go for the moon. I wanna go to the moon. Let's take a trip to the moon. Sakan Action is a Japanese band that was founded in 2005. They described themselves as a rock band with folksy melodies and a club music approach. They have released 7 albums and regularly sell out arena tours and rank at the top of the charts in Japan. Now, dear listener, I put it to you. Can you think of an Australian musical group or individual who can fill an arena and this is the point, and get the crowd dancing ecstatically with their hands held high to the music and imagery about an Australian satellite? I know, I can't. But Sakan Action does. To the backdrop of images of the moon and the Hakuto lunar lander spacecraft, the band plays Serato, a song written in 2018 in support of Team Hakuto, a participant in the Google Lunar X Prize. Now, Serato was the name of the rover designed for that competition. Take a listen to this piece of music, which is from a live concert of theirs playing the song, and you can hear and see the people, well, hear the people dancing ecstatically. A disc containing the song is aboard Hakuto R. Now, let's hear that song as it is aboard the spacecraft and the Hakuto R spacecraft, which at the moment is sitting on the rocket at the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. This is Serato. That's Sakan Action from Japan with the song Serato. Lyrics and composition by Ishiro Yamaguchi. And for those of you who don't speak Japanese or understand it, the lyrics said, "The falling stars in the sky that you simply pointed at left flowing streaks stretching towards the moon." And that is on a disc, which is on a spacecraft, which is sitting on top of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket awaiting a launch to the moon. It was supposed to have been launched some time ago. Now, the Hakuto-R Mission 1 will carry to the moon's Atlas crater the Emirati's Rashid rover. The 10-kilogram four-wheel rover is named in honour of Dubai's late ruler, Sheikh Rashid bin Zayed Al Maktoum. The 87-kilometre diameter Atlas is an impact crater which is 2 kilometres deep. It has an inner wall that is multiply terraced with a slumped edge. Now, crater four flashes indicate past volcanic modifications. Landing is expected to take place around the end of April next year. Alternative landing sites have also been named should the launch be unduly delayed. After launch from Pad 40 at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station by a Falcon 9 rocket, the Hakuto-R M1 will travel 1.5 million kilometres from the Earth before going into a wide looping orbit. Tracked by the European Space Agency and controlled by an international team in Tokyo, the craft will match orbit with the Moon and gradually catch up to its trailing hemisphere. With minimum approach velocity, it will then land. So we wait news of how that gets on.